Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to the wisdom of the saints, the teachings of the church to help us to navigate the tumult of this crazy, crazy, crazy life. Yeah. And today we are going to talk about a man who has, who navigated this crazy life really well.
And had a huge impact on the Catholic Church, on the faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute. But why don't you introduce our guest and we'll have a little chat about that, because I want to ask him something about that, his impact.
Okay. So we're happy to welcome Father Dave Tomaszicki. Tomaszicki. Hope
yeah,
I
you
said
got
that
it right.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it right.
He is a plumber turned priest.
Plumber.
I love that.
Oh, you
plumber
know what? You need to visit priest. Us at the retreat center. We have 64 acres in a lake. We have special priestly quarters. And then we'll ask you to, of course, provide mass and plumbing.
Yes, mass and plumbing. We've got plenty of, but the mass is the important part, but
right.
You know, we could use your expertise. He became a Fulton Sheen enthusiast in 2009 upon reading Sheen's Life of Christ. Father Tomaszicki was ordained in 2016 and currently serves as secretary to the Archbishop of Detroit. Welcome, Father Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. So, Fulton Sheen, you know,
he was not a plumber.
He was not a plumber, right? Right. What I wonder what your opinion. How old are you, Father?
I'm 38.
38. So, been around a little while. If someone were to ask me who have been the greatest influences on the church in the United States in terms of the overall health, which I means broad impact on the laity, I can't really speak to the impact on, you know, clergy or religious, but as the laity goes, you know, so goes the church. So similarly with the priesthood, but my list would be Fulton Sheen, Mother Angelica. Of course, we're on EWTN right now, EWTN Radio right now. So God be praised for Mother Angelica. I think, my brain just went blank about the priest that founded Ignatius Press.
Father Fessio.
Yeah, Father Fessio.
Father Fessio, don't Messio, yes.
Yes, right. That's kind of my list. Do you agree, or would you add anyone else to that?
I think that's a very good start. I've never quite thought of it that way, but that's a very good start to a list, yes.
Yeah, so let's talk about Fulton Sheen's view of the demonic, and I'm kind of interested in how it's evolved. But before we do that, as you began to study this subject, from what I understand, you were a little apprehensive because you thought, you know, maybe this is a little overkill or overemphasis on the demonic. Tell me about your journey and that, you know, through that.
Yeah. So I first, in 2016, I was getting my STL and I was looking for a thesis topic. And of course I wanted to write something about Fulton Sheen or something about his thought, because he's the one that I know the best. So I'm going through his book, stuff I've already read, and I reread Those Mysterious Priests from 1974. And it's the last book he published in his lifetime, because his autobiography came out after he died. So I was going through that book and I noticed there's about, you know, a couple paragraphs, might have been about two pages on the demonic. And he says, "The demonic I shall treat in another book." Okay, where is this book? There's nothing else published in his lifetime. Is it sitting in his archives? So yeah, I became interested and curious, but you know, curiosity killed the cat. And like, why didn't Fulton Sheen do this? Like, did he discern, hey, I shouldn't do this? Like, who am I to jump in and say, hey, Fulton Sheen, I'm going to complete this for you? So I was very hesitant. I got the idea in 2016. I looked at it here and there. And it wasn't until 2020 that I really picked it up and went with it. And it was at the encouragement of our exorcist here in Detroit, of my spiritual director, of my priest mentor. There were a few good holy men who I trusted who encouraged me to go after it. And they said, yeah, the devil's real, but Jesus is more real. And Fulton Sheen really has a way of, he's explaining the devil, but he just keeps going back to Jesus. He can't help himself but focus on Jesus.
Yeah, and of course, that's the proper, you know, balance when you're
That's the only way to do it. It's dangerous any other way.
Yeah, so now in the early 70s, or around 1970, if I remember right, he made some mention about some sense of the devil being unleashed in that time. What did he say?
Yeah, he said that the devil has been given a very long rope. And so he actually wrote an article, I think it was 1970, about the devil's Pentecost, you know, about him being unleashed in the world. And he's the prince of the world. He's always been the prince of the world. He's always been around. But about 1969 to 1974, Fulton Sheen is speaking about him a lot, writing articles about him in his Dawson paper, talking about him in retreats, talking about him in homilies. And there's a real concentration in those 5 years on the demonic. And Fulton Sheen, he talked about him before. He had a whole radio show on him, or one episode on him in 1947. He's got a few chapters on him every now and then. And he keeps talking about him until he died in 1979. But in 69 to 74 is a real concentration when he's really focusing on the demonic.
So he initially said, but he wasn't as strong. He made two statements related to, well, he probably made more than that, but I'm aware of two statements he made related to the power of the enemy and its presence. One was a little qualified, and then after that, a few years later, maybe it was around 74, I don't know if memory serves right, that he said more definitively he's been unleashed or put on. What exactly did he say?
Well, I mean, there's a few things. Yeah. So in 1952, he said, you know, every thinking person today, as he scans the world scene, should be impressed with the fact that moving through our world at a furious, hellish pace is what might be called the force of the demonic. So he kind of sees it coming, you know.
Yeah.
And then in 1966, he asks, are we beginning to form the first cells of the Antichrist? And then in the 70s, he's talking about the demonic era. In 74, he promises to write a book. In 76, at the Eucharistic Congress, he flat out says, yes, we are in a demonic era. So the exact quote of, you know, the devil being unleashed, I don't remember that exactly, but it might be the devil's Pentecost, which I think that article came out in 1970.
Okay.
Yeah. What strikes me is the timing of this book, because it really is, it seems so necessary.
Which book is that?
The book on the demonic.
And who wrote that book?
Well, Father Dave wrote it using the words of Fulton Sheen.
There you go.
There okay, we go. Good. Venerable Fulton Sheen.
Because we hadn't introduced that.
And you can find the book at stpaulcenter.com/Sheen.
Right, okay. Right.
So now that we've gotten that out there.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's really important. It just does strike me that you got the idea in 2016, and then in 2020, it like pushes itself to the fore. It's like, now is the time. Now is the time. Yeah. And considering that was that dreaded, you know, pandemic time and all of that. And it really did feel like everything unleashed. So Fulton Sheen speaks about signs of the demonic. He speaks in particular about three signs. Can you share with us what are those signs and how we may be recognizing that happening right now?
Yeah. So the devil, he always twists things. He'll take something that is good or seemingly good, and he'll twist it. So the three signs that Fulton Sheen gives is, first is a love of nudity. Okay. But again, like, the human body is good. St. John Paul II wrote about that. But what does the devil do? Well, he twists it. So in a sense, like, Jesus will take us back to the Garden of Eden through the cross. And the devil says, no cross. I'll take you back to the Garden of Eden. But it's the demonic version of the Garden of Eden, which is the pornography and the eroticism that is eating away our culture today.
Yeah, so it's rampant. Absolutely rampant. What's the second?
The second sign is violence. And again, this is a twist. So there's a good form of violence. Fulton Sheen calls it the sword pointed inward that crucifies our heart, the lusts, the sins, the vices, and makes our heart more Christ-like. Okay, that's good. That's a good form of violence. And he says the bad form of violence is the sword pointed outward. And when we don't want to change ourselves, we'll change all of society. We'll march in the streets. Everyone's got to change. Oh, but not me. We'll try to change Jesus. Like, hey, why can't the church get with the times? Why can't the church be more like me? You know, I've made God my image after my likeness. That's a form of violence on society, a form of violence on the church, a form of violence on Jesus himself.
Yeah, fascinating.
Right. So, and the third?
Oh, we didn't do the third?
We didn't do the third. We got one more.
You caught me.
And the third is, so Fulton Sheen actually calls it something different like all the time, but what I called it, in his words, is a schizophrenic mentality. It's, it's a loss of identity. It's the scattering. So, so at heart, God unites and the devil divides.
The loss of identity. I mean, so prophetic,
a schizophrenic
obviously.
Schizophrenic mentality.
You know, what's interesting about Fulton Sheen, and we're coming to a break, and so we can talk a little more on the other end, is I believe, and of course, the Holy Hour was so big for him. I believe every person who prays deeply and who's deeply immersed in the sacraments, those two things, tends to stumble into the world and the work of the enemy and become aware of it. Of course, they become far more aware and focused on Jesus, which can, you know, but the enemy can also say, focus on me and get distracted by me and make it all about me in terms of the devil speaking. But it is normal. We have a worldwide community called Apostolic VA, and so we see our whole, our mission is to live the contemplative life, to light the way to others, and then to personally care for people on the spiritual journey. So we have the opportunity of walking with literally thousands of people in their spiritual growth. And it is really common for people's eyes to be opened as they go deeper. And by the way, this is echoed in St. Teresa of Avila's Interior Castle. You know, the more a person becomes awake to God, the more he sees the spiritual realm as a whole. And I think you, I mean, I think the way you represented it earlier, and when we get back from the break, maybe you can speak to it a little more if there's more to it, or we can jump to something else. I hear a progression in Sheen's thought about this that is quite evidence that things, and he was very prophetic, obviously looking forward, but there's this progressive of, okay, this is an issue we have to deal with, too. Oh, wow, this is, you know, much more significant, to the point where he said, well, I got to write a book about this, which he never did. But thankfully, you compiled all of this, at least available thought on this. But we get back from the break. Let's talk about that progression. We'll be right back with Father Dave Tomaszicki, who's written a, an important book on the demonic, about the perspective of Venerable Fulton Sheen on this topic. So we will be right back.
The beautiful fact that no suffering is wasted, that all suffering has a purpose, and to wrestle with the idea, which is that everything that happens in our lives is either willed or permitted by God. Okay, God, why would you permit these things? I know that you're a good father and you're a loving father. So there's something there. So I have to bridge this gap between your permission of my suffering to your love for me as a father. And Uniformity with God's Will, the book by St. Alphonsus Liguori, bridges that gap. And he explains, as only he can, because he's such a hard hitter, the reality that these are all moments of growth, of virtue, of, hey, your legs are weak. You're like a newborn deer. You can't stand on your own. We need to get you to stand on your own. You know, those sorts of things. Even desolation, you know, the day-to-day kind of the ebbs and flows of the spiritual life. Those things are all permitted for a greater good, whatever that might be.
Check out the brand new updated version of Uniformity with God's Will titled Finding Peace in the Storm with commentary by Dan Burke.
Welcome back. This is Dan and Stephanie Burke You are listening to Divine Intimacy Radio. It's good to have you back, by the way.
Thanks.
Very happy to have Jordan as co-host. He's a blast.
Yeah.
But you are my official co-host, and I'm your official co-host.
Yeah, in this life.
In this life. Yeah. All right. So back with Father Dave on Fulton Sheen and the Demonic. Before the break, I mentioned I'd like to just get a little more of your thought and perspective on how his views developed. And the reason I ask you this, Father, because I know you consulted with an exorcist. Stephanie and I have worked in exorcism ministry with priests, not lay people can't do exorcism in spite of what some people teach. Just you have to be a priest. And so we have many friends who are exorcists. Without exception, when we have conversations about this, every one of them has said to us that in recent times, and I'm just talking the last 10 years, and there are certain events in the church that precipitated an even more dramatic increase, the difficulty of exorcisms has increased in terms of the ability to free people, and the number of cases has increased.
And we've certainly seen it in
deliverance ministry, which lay people can participate in. Yeah. So tell us about Fulton Sheen's progressive concern about our need to understand the enemy in light of our faith in Jesus and our ability to follow him.
Yeah, so he just doesn't mention it as much earlier in his life. It starts, taking center stage about 1969. And in the 70s, he was traveling around the world giving retreats, or really more accurately, giving a retreat. And he talks about, the devil, the way I've seen the devil work, throughout the country, so on and so forth. And he doesn't give a ton of examples. He does talk about a priest, marching through with the Blessed Sacrament and people stripping. That's, first sign, the nudity. He does talk about the different demonic possessions he's seen here and there a little bit. He talks about the division in the church, and the silly season after Vatican II, and how everyone lost their identity.
Did you call it the silly season?
Yeah, I stole that, from
a great phrase.
It is. I stole that from George Weigel, but it works. It works. It was a very silly season.
Yeah, that when they all lost their identity is what you started to say, which I think is so important. Yeah,
and wanted to be identified with the world. Let's get rid of the Roman collar and just be like everyone else.
Right.
Right. Yikes. Right. Right.
So now let's move to. So we talked about the three signs, which, gosh, we could do a show on each of those. I am just blown away by how applicable they are to our time. What is rampant in our time? Yeah. Let's talk about his. What are his central teachings regarding the primary defenses we have available to us against the work of the enemy in our lives?
So he lists three. He lists, the first is the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And because in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. It's a powerful name, because with the name, it makes something present. Well, the name of Jesus makes the Lord present. And it's kind of like with blessings, why do you get objects blessed? Because the demons, the devil, he's around. Okay, so you bless things, it drives him away. You call upon the name of Jesus and it drives him away. The second weapon against the demonic is the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, no forgiveness of sins. And we're all sinners. And he marches through salvation history and even a little of the secular pagan world, the Romans who would shed blood to forgive sins. Fulton Sheen doesn't mention this, but when girls start cutting, they're trying to bleed something out, whether the sin is them or someone else, oftentimes it is someone else, but they're trying to bleed something out. And then of course our Lord came and he shed his blood, his divine blood, and a drop of that precious blood will forgive sins. And he's got a wonderful line. It's might rub some people the wrong way, but he says you could almost wish you were a sinner just to have a drop of that precious blood.
Oh, happy fault. Whatever.
Right. Oh, happy fault. Exactly. Happy fault. Exactly. Yeah. And then the third weapon against the demonic is Our Lady, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. She stomps the head of the serpent. And most of that chapter, I have a whole chapter on Our Lady and her fight with the devil. And most of that chapter comes from his address at the Eucharistic Congress in 1976. And he even says, like, in preparing for that address, he made some final connections between Our Lady and her fight with the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fascinating. You know, the third one reminds me of Our Lady Help of Christians, or Exilium Christianorum Pres. We recommend them, generally speaking, to everyone, though you should always talk to your spiritual director about these things.
Which has the Litany of the Precious Blood in it.
It does, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, that's why it fits everything we're talking about. Yeah. But it is, they're very powerful prayers that we pray, Steffi and I pray, and a lot of people in our community pray every single day without fail. In fact, it's the first thing, the first thing I do is listen to Our Lady of Sorrows prayers as I'm getting ready. And then the first thing I do when I sit down in the prayer area is Auxilium Christianorum.
Yeah.
And you can find, there's an app for that. You can find that out. There's one for priests and then one for laity. And when you join that, you know, people who pray that, you're actually praying for every exorcist in the world and their victims and that they're serving, and every lay person in deliverance ministry. And they are all praying for you. So the only thing we say is, if you start it, don't stop it. It's not that you're, it's nothing to fear. You know what? Let me ask you this, Father Dave. This is one of the things we run into a lot with, when we talk about deliverance. I've written several books on the spiritual war, one called Spiritual Warfare and the Discernment of Spirits, which is a review of the biblical texts on discernment, and then Ignatius wisdom. And then another one's called The Devil in the Castle. And it's a reflection on the progress of the soul and how the spiritual warfare tends to change according to St. Teresa of Avila. So I've written a lot of this. And when I start, and of course, we talk about it a good bit.
Yeah, we teach on discernment of spirits too.
All the time. So a common thing is people start to get nervous when you start to talk about the enemy. And they think, they have this wrong impression that somehow that's going to draw attention that wasn't already there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be facing more, difficulty now that I'm being more aggressive myself. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And how can you help somebody understand that isn't really the way it works?
So my main thought is, who do you believe in? If the devil's stronger, run away, mm-hmm. but no, Jesus is stronger. So it's eyes on Jesus. He's got it. So even when we encounter the devil, deal with the devil, it's still eyes on Jesus. So that's who we believe in. That's our Lord. That's eyes on Jesus. That's my simple answer there.
Yeah. One of my favorite passages of scripture is, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The other thing that drew to my mind when you mentioned about every knee shall bow, and maybe our producer Jordan remembers where this source comes from, because he's actually better studied than any of us on this topic. Where did it come from where it was said that every time the name of Jesus is mentioned, the devil is forced, or the demons are forced to bow? You don't remember?
It's a mystic.
It's a mystic.
Yeah, I was the one who brought that
up. Okay, tell me.
And I don't remember which mystic it was, but it was beautiful, because every time she was at Mass, and every time the Lord's name was mentioned, Jesus, she would see the demonic, and they were forced to genuflect and bow their heads, and they would get irritated. It was like, Jesus, and they'd have to it's like, okay, I'll just keep doing that. Jesus.
right, just keep saying his name. All right, Father, well, as we're down to our last 3 minutes of the show, so we're kind of wrapping up, I want to just make sure that people know where to find your book, which is entitled On the Demonic, and it's about the thought of Fulton Sheen on this topic. What's the web URL, Stephanie?
It's stpaulcenter.com/Sheen on the demonic, the writings of Venerable Fulton Sheen on the demonic.
And can I jump in there? So it is a tricky question. Like, who wrote the book? So I compiled it, but it's all Fulton Sheen's thought. It's all his words. So, and it's not like I didn't write it. I'm not explaining his thought. It's all Fulton Sheen's words. When you sit down and read it, it looks like Fulton Sheen sat down and wrote it.
Yeah. Beautiful. And it's all arranged, of course, topically.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, you didn't grab every single word he ever said, but I think what you've done is you have represented in the book all of his thought that has been published. Is that an accurate statement?
Everything I could find, published and unpublished. I went deep into his archives. Some of this book is made up from handwritten notes that I had transcribe, which was a pain, but I did the work for you. So yeah, it's everything that I could find. If you put every word in there, it'd be repetitious. He gives the same talk numerous times, but I tried to make sure every single thought is in there.
Great. Now, if somebody picked up this book and read it, what effect do you think it will have, or what's your desired effect on folks who would read this?
I think it would open their eyes to the way the devil works subtly. Like there's big ways he works, and I think most Catholics can detect that and see that. But he's working on all of us. What are the subtle ways? For example, you know, the devil tempts our Lord away from the cross. Hey, win the people, but no cross. And what homilies go viral? It's usually political homilies, you know, and that's one of the temptations of the devil. So just recognizing stuff like that, hopefully in our own lives, hopefully it's not pointing, oh yeah, you people, but in our own lives, how can we grow? Where am I falling? What should I bring to the Lord?
Right.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I strongly recommend the book. Really appreciate you, Father Dave, for putting this together for us. I know Fulton Sheen fans in particular are going to absolutely love it, because it's just not, there's no place else where there's any kind of compilation like that. I'm not aware of any, Father Dave, is there?
No, if there was, that'd be nice. So
yeah,
I once wrote a book about the same length, 24 months. This took me 3 years just to put together, another year of dealing with copyright stuff, then another half year with the editor. It's been a 4.5 year project. It's been a ton of work. I've loved it. It's a labor of love, but it's been a ton of work.
Yeah, I bet, you know, I've done a little bit of this kind of work before, and gather, you know, particularly gathering the thoughts of the Carmelite saints. And it's really transformative, isn't it, to put your head and heart and mind into these writings? It really affects you personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I knew Fulton Sheen well before I picked up the project. I know him so much better now.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you for doing such an important, for offering this service to the church and bringing forward his wisdom. We need him and his voice more today than ever. Stephanie, why don't you take us out?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for your sacrifice of time.
Very welcome.
Let us all keep
and
the
for
name
your priesthood.
Of Jesus. Yeah, and for your priesthood. Let us all keep the name of Jesus on our lips and stay close in the sacraments and stay close to Our Lady, especially with our weapon of the rosary.
Amen.
So until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about the interior life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.